sí, sí, sí. Uno, dos, sí, sí. Sí, sí, sí. Sí, sí. Gloria a Dios. Aleluya. Uno. Sí. ¿Tiene mucho? ¿Eco?
I am writing you this letter because I know you're planning to kill me. You've been planning it for a while, and I don't blame you. I probably deserve it. Guilt is anger turned inwards, isn't it? Estoy tan cansado. I'm so fucking tired. Ever since you started agreeing with everything, being there, but not really. Ever since you started to pretend to love me, I knew. Pretending to love. What was the point of that? How did you picture it? My death, my last breath. In your arms? By your side in the dark? Or lying in a field of sunlit daisies? Were you even there at all?
Sí, sí, sí.
What about the clues?
Sí, sí.
For you, it became a confession as much as an investigation. You followed the trail of disappointments, fingerprints, heartbreaks, dried up tears, all our shit. Establishing a motif wasn't hard. Those messages you sent to me were really fucked up. Each one from a different address. Like an army of shadows. Personal, intentional, disarming. Muy cruel, señor Nussbaum. You enjoyed the cruelty. You did a little dance in your bedroom. Knowing my head was spinning with paranoia and worry. You loved the cross-dressing cruelty dance. Investigation is violation. Dig into the past and the personal becomes public. Hot flashbulbs exposing every detail. It was fun to play Dick Tracy. But this wasn't about justice. Justice. You always preferred the city at night. Peaceful. What would it matter if I was dead and the truth came out? Like my webbed toe. Ashamed of. Even during sex, I managed to keep it hidden under the sheets. I felt like a reptile. Cold-blooded, defensive. Blood lizard. Wrapped around the pineal gland. You dug so deep into my lost world, you lost track of your own. Secrets aren't bad for you, but people are bad for you. But all my behavior emanates from fear. And you were so fucking afraid. You had dreams of being me, of being inside me, of wanting to kill me by killing yourself. Self-sabotage is a bitch. Even Interpol wouldn't cooperate. The investigation veered off the golf course. The chief didn't like where you were going with it. You were wasting the taxpayers' money. Your breath smelled of booze. You were overworked and needed a few days off. She even threatened to pull you from the case. No way, Jose. This was your baby. Anybody else would just screw it up. Fucking street lamps always going out when you drove under them. Oh, they made a mess of it, all right. A peer disaster for the department. Internal affairs would be all over me. If they were home. Ours was an internal affair. So let the whole thing get swallowed up by the system and be forgotten. Storing a dog shit of cardboard boxes in some damn basement. Very that place. The shelves lined with the evidence of our relationship. Photographs, films, letters, handcuffs, weight, stockings, secret notes, postcards, yearbooks, underwear, strap-on dildo, dental records. Our life in a box. Like the way I looked that night, my white and gold dress and Dior ankle strap heels. I put on red lipstick just for you. If I was going to die, I wanted lipstick smeared over my cheek, over your hands, over your lips. My cago en la leche love scenes. Then the phone rang. I didn't expect that call. Not from her, and not now. Not just when you're about to. She was hysterical, talking fast in a panic. She could barely get the words out. You swore you could hear her heartbeat over the phone. Blood pumping fast, every word she spoke from made your head tingle. Like your skull was in a vice grip, crushing your brain. You tried to calm her down. But that only made her more anxious and more crazy. But you didn't call her that. You knew better. That was the one thing you could never help. Estás bien pinche loco, cabrón. The words just flew out. Hijo de mil putas, she hang up. That did it. You knew she'd be coming for you now. Probably with a knife from the kitchen set you brought from her housewarming. The Chicago cherry with 9-inch chef knife. That's the one she would pick. That would do the trick. Sidearm style slipped through your ribcage, piercing her heart. One quick jab and a hit. The investigation was total fuckorama. El burro sabe más que tú. Were you supposed to kill me, be killed by her, or kill yourself? The clues just didn't add up. The chief knew, if she were you, if at the rope of your end. Last name, Newsbomb, detective Newsbomb. Was that like a joke? Newsbomb. You really look like shit, you know, Newsbomb. Everything had gone south, and now, when you least expected it, you were going to be stabbed by a Chicago cherry with 9-inch chef knife. Nadie te quiere. Everything will work itself out. Write a letter. I am writing you this letter because I know you're planning to kill me. You've been planning it for a while, and I don't blame you. I probably deserve it. Guilt is anger turned inwards, isn't it? It's just been too hard for too long. Estoy tan cansado. I'm so fucking tired.